With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance made his first public appearance since accepting the Republican vice presidential nomination on Wednesday. He spoke at an evangelical Christian breakfast. Vance says Donald Trump has a vision.
President Trump is uniquely capable and aware of politics being the art of the possible. What can we accomplish in the here and now? How do we advance the ball 1 yard before we advance it 10 yards before we advance it to a touchdown?
Tonight, the RNC will wrap up as Donald Trump accepts the Republican nomination for president. Also at SRNNews.com, Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says President Biden will keep damaging himself politically the longer he stays in the race.
It's unavoidable. I mean, there are Democrats, well-respected leaders of the party, who have said publicly they don't think we should run. It's tough to then somehow ignore that and try to be a candidate and motivate the party and win in November. So I think he's already taken on so much water that, his future is pretty clear.
Democrats at the highest levels are making a critical push for President Biden to reconsider his election bid. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday in Russia, as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for over a year. He faces charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. The 32-year-old Gershkovich was arrested in March 2023 while he was on a reporting trip. The Dow dropping 525 points, the NASDAQ off 132. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are dropping churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas is being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with a law regarding documentation submitted about paid canvassers. Several states will be voting on abortion this fall. This is SRN News. New Mexico's governor is calling on lawmakers to address stubbornly high crime rates in a special session convening today.
The two-term Democrat is asking legislators to consider longer minimum sentences for felons with guns, restrictions on panhandling, and expanding involuntary detention and treatment for mental health problems and addiction. Groups that advocate for homeless people and civil rights are concerned that the proposals would infringe on constitutional rights. This week, the governor extended emergency public health orders for the Albuquerque area regarding drug use and gun violence that were first invoked in September 2023. I'm Donna Water.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has refused to lift a judge's order temporarily blocking the Biden administration's new Title IX rule meant to expand protections for LGBTQ students. More details at SRNNews.com.